Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So back in the last hour, I asked all of you to give me a spicy sports take that you would not say in front of your fellow athletic supporters. Give me a sports take you would not say in front of other fans of your team. I unfortunately don't really have any. In fact, quite the opposite.
You have friends. You mean you don't have any takes?
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah. That's all right. That's very fair. I am usually not ashamed of my sports takes because usually, as I do know ball, they're pretty good. Like, for instance, and this one's been challenged, obviously, with the rise of the Broncos, but I've said for many years, Sean Payton isn't Sean Payton without Drew Brees. I give him the same credit I give Bill Belichick. Pretty good coach, but ultimately the game plan was always do whatever you need to do to get to make nine successful. And Sean Payton was very good at establishing a franchise that allowed Drew Brees to do Drew Brees things. I don't think he was anything brilliant. I don't think he was this master technician like he's been made out to be. I think he's a good coach. But I think he understands, and maybe this is the mark of a good coach. Maybe it's not about the X's and the O's as much as it is about understanding the talent, the playmaker, the stars that you have, and setting them up for success. So there you go. I don't think it's a hot sports take. It was leading up until this offseason, but I don't think it's been a hot sports take the last couple of years for me to say, our owner is trash. Now, it's always been trash as far as an owner. Now it's, oh no, she's a bad person too. So, spicy? Yeah. Unpopular? Doubt it. So I've asked you guys to send me in your sports take that you would not say around your fellow fans. And we've got a couple of them so far. One texter wrote in and said, Panthers are historically better than the Cowboys. Are they? I mean, historically. I'd say maybe in the modern millennium.
I mean, how would you compare that? Because one's been around twice as long as the other. Do you, like, put first seasons, second seasons, third season? Is that how you compare that?
Yeah, I mean, if you'd like to say since the Panthers became a thing, I would say so. They've been to a couple of Super Bowls. They've won the division a number of times, whereas Dallas has not been to a couple of Super Bowls. So, I mean, it's not unfair, but I think you'd have to define that for me. Let's see. Texter said, a Florida fan texted in. Twisted Whisker texted the show and said, Ben Hill Griffin is no longer one of the toughest stadiums to play in. We held on to the old ways of doing things while everyone else was getting bigger and louder, end quote. This is interesting, Florida fan. It is interesting because you guys aren't downsizing and a lot of big schools are. I've pointed out a couple of times. This past off season, if you checked into a Florida State game, you noticed that there was a big wall of seats that were missing from the home side of the stadium. And the reason for that is Florida State, in a quest for money, removed a handful of thousands of seats, regular seats, and are replacing it with what is effectively a luxury football watching area for big time boosters. They are cutting the number of seats down in like 2/3, and they are putting in like a full service, comfortable football watching area for people who give the university more money. They have decided, good, bad, or indifferent, up to you. They have decided that it is more important to make the big money boosters want to come to games and feel like they are special and part of the whole thing. It is more important to do that than it is to have that extra 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 fans in attendance chopping it up for the squad when the defense gets that third down stop. Florida, my understanding, has not bought into that yet. Now, I do think every school is going to have to buy into that at some point because, again, revenue distribution and the back pay from the house settlement are going to put these schools on the hook for a couple milli a year. So I could see it going in that direction. But outside of that, I would ask you, as somebody who has been to a number of games at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium down in Gainesville, Florida, but has not been there in a long time, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by it's no longer one of the toughest stadiums to play in because you have embraced the old ways and not the new? And the reason I say that is because based on our conversations and interactions with a lot of college football fans, it feels to me like a lot of fans wish their school would embrace the old ways, right? I know a lot of folks down in the Florida Panhandle, Florida State fans, who are genuinely upset that Florida State has decided to do away with a few thousand regular seats and replace them with a few hundred luxury booster seats. Not just because of the fact that you are getting rid of seats for rowdy fans to come be loud, and you are replacing them with booster seats that are meant to be sat down and relaxed in a social occasion. And if you have ever been to, and I can say this for me and my experience is accurate, although anecdotal, I have been in booster seats at college stadiums before. I have been in luxury boxes for college games before. And what I can tell you is that generally, those aren't your loud fans. Those aren't your aggressive fans. Those aren't your, you know, tell the other team exactly what we think about them fans. Those fans are, more often than not, there because, sure, they may love the team, but they're there to see and be seen. They're there to show their influence. They're there to kick back, relax, and enjoy a little Saturday college football out in the sunshine. The fans that you were taking seats away from, the fans that are going to drop 40, 50 bucks on brewskis during the game and get a little chaotic up in the building, you not only have removed a few thousand of them, but you have also shrunk the ticket supply. You have now made every other ticket in the building, if you're team can sell out the building, which after last year from Florida State, probably not. But if you're selling out the building and you're good, you have just increased the price of tickets by default. So what do you mean by that, Texter? I'm genuinely curious. Let's see here. Texter said the 2016 Clemson team benefited from a lot of bad calls throughout the year, particularly the Louisville game where they couldn't stop Lamar Jackson. For the record, stopping Lamar Jackson that year was pretty much only going to get done by having some calls go in your favor. The kid was redonkulous. But that's an interesting take. The 2016 Clemson team benefited from a lot of bad calls. Forrest texted the show. Forrest said, I'm a Cowboys fan. I think we have the most ignorant and naive fans in the NFL. Forrest, you're right. You're completely correct. You're completely correct. I've grown up around Cowboys fans. Naive and ignorant. Ignorance a strong word. I would say naive and obnoxious. With all due respect, of course, Forrest. Cowboys fans are, they're a very special group of people. Ain't no doubt about it. They're a very special group of people. The old joke goes, how many Cowboys fans does it take to screw in a light bulb? 80,000. One of them to do it. The other 79,999 to tell you about how much better they screwed that light bulb in during the 90s. Hey-o!
Such a classic.
I mean, it is. It's, you know, tip your waitress, try the veal. I really don't have a problem with that one, Forrest. I'd like to sit here and be like, you're beating up your fans too much. That's too far. It's not. I will say to you, Forrest, about your football team moving forward, however, I hope for your own sake and well-being that this George Pickens experiment works out. Pickens got down to Dallas, and in like his first emergence on the social media / traditional media circuit, he immediately started calling the Pittsburgh Steelers, quote, the cheapest organization in the NFL. Like immediately. Just started throwing shade the second that he showed back up on the scene. If this works out and Dak Prescott...
Does that sound inaccurate, though?
I mean, I don't know.
I read that and was like, okay, that's probably true.
I don't know is the answer. I do remember the story from a couple of weeks ago, and in fact, we played the audio from Victor Cruz when he left New York, and he said that the Giants were like impressively cheap, like down to, and up until just a couple of years ago, there were some NFL teams that were, and I know that for us out here in the real world, this is going to sound like the most hashtag first world problem of all time. But up until a couple of years ago, when it became a real sticking point for a lot of players, some of the teams were making their players pay for childcare and pay for their own lunches during practice, right? Like they'd bring you to the facility and you'd have a practice and then you'd go to lunchtime and you would get your lunch and they would take the fee for your lunch out of your paycheck. Like I said, it is definitely a hashtag first world problem.
You know, when we get done today, we're going to have to buy our own lunch.
Here's the thing.
And we're not, last time I checked, as well compensated as NFL players.
You are correct. Here's the thing.
Was that in the collective bargaining agreement that they had to buy them lunch?
No.
Okay, all right.
Here's the thing. This is effectively a spot where once you grow to get accustomed to a thing, you come to expect that thing. If we worked for, and this is not disparaging, but if we worked for a spot for a few years And that spot provided us with free lunch every day and got us an Uber every day so we didn't have to drive. You know, we just sit in the back of the car and do our last little bit of show prep while somebody probably named like James drove us to work every day. Bring the call, James. And then you went somewhere else that they didn't do that. You would, I think, almost naturally just go, oh, this place is cheap.
Remember where we are. Our car driver would definitely be a Bubba.
And it would be a big-ass truck. Big-ass truck. I had nothing against big-ass trucks, by the way. Just, if you aren't talented enough to get your big-ass truck in a parking spot, you don't need a big-ass truck. Big-ass truck, fine. But if you can't, the problem with the big-ass truck ain't the big-ass truck. You know what the problem with the truck is? Most of the people driving those trucks can't drive those trucks.
Well, there's that, and if you bought a truck, what are you hauling? You help your neighbor move furniture? What you putting in the back of that? Because if you ain't putting anything back there, what's the point?
I mean, I don't even go off on that angle of it. I understand that angle of it. I don't go off on that angle. My angle has always been people who drive those trucks for whatever reason, most of y'all can't drive. Or you can drive, and for whatever reason, you've just decided my truck's big enough, the rules of the road don't apply to me anymore.
There it is. That's the one right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
You've decided my truck is so big that the rules of the road don't apply to me anymore. And you know exactly who you are and what I'm talking about. It is a daily occurrence for me. To be on the way home, I got to take the interstate to get to the crib. It is a daily occurrence for me to get on the road home and I'll be doing 5, 6, 7 over the speed limit on the interstate on the way home. And I will be passed by some dude in a war machine driving 26 miles over the speed limit and looking aggravated as hell at the people that have the audacity to only do 5 or 6 over. I don't have an issue with the big truck. I have an issue with the fact that not all of you, but man, there's some jackass big-ass truck drivers out there that make y'all look real bad. As a group, as a collective. When I pull up in the mall and you got your big truck intentionally parked in two spaces, no. You wanted that big truck. The repercussion of the big truck is that sometimes you can't fit in a regular car parking lot. You got the truck, so everybody would look at you and go, oh, that's a big truck. Take your big truck out there to where the people aren't so you don't have to eat up two spots with your big truck. Okay? Stop. Texture said, I will say the atmosphere, this is the Florida fan, I'll say that the atmosphere in South Carolina and LSU is a good example of the light shows and the music. Florida didn't jump on that same bandwagon until here recently, and with that being said, the aura of playing in the swamp hasn't been what it used to be. Okay, I mean, that's fair enough. I think a lot of these schools are making these upgrades to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. The problem is, if you don't keep up with the Joneses, the kids want to start hanging out with the Joneses because they got all the cool stuff. They got the pinball machine in the basement. Figure it out. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in a minute. Got a few more things to get into. We will recap where we are in the NBA playoffs after a few interesting games over the weekend. I got that coming up next for you. Keep sending your hot take that you would not say in front of your fellow fans to 844-326-3663. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You can keep sending your takes in, looking for your takes that you would not say in front of your fellow fans. We've given you a couple. Got a couple from Florida fans, Cowboys fans, had a Cubs fan tossed in there as well. Texter said, our fans are somewhat fair weather and will jump allegiances at the first sign of a losing season. Who are they talking about, Lonzo? Who are they talking about? Our fans are somewhat fair weather and will jump allegiances at the first sign of a losing season.
I would never care to speculate on something like that. I wouldn't want to spread falsehoods.
You sure? You don't want to wager a guess here?
I'm not going to play a sounder. I'm not going to do it because it may be something totally different, and I don't want to get bitten. I'm still very ill and not on my game.
All right. So we're having that conversation. You guys are welcome to jump in, shoot us a thought. What hot take do you have that you would never say in front of your fellow fans? Now let's get some National Basketball Association in here for just a minute. Real quick before we get to the actual games. We just got a Shams Wow a minute ago. Not that there is any movement happening right now, but Shams jumped on ESPN a few minutes ago and is reporting that Giannis Antetokounmpo is indeed open to moving teams this offseason. He said he is open to exploring different possibilities outside of Milwaukee. He will be the biggest domino to fall. We do have, by the way, the NBA draft lottery coming up tonight. We'll get to that here in just a minute from right now. But I would say Giannis Antetokounmpo, probably a bigger name than anybody that's going to get drafted, including Cooper Flagg, number one overall, the two-time NBA MVP. has, according to Shams, not made any firm decisions on his Bucks future after the franchise's third consecutive postseason exit in the first round. Since the Bucks won the world title, they have had one conference semifinals that they lost, and they have been bumped in the first round the last three times in a row. But for the first time in his career, Antetokounmpo is open-minded about exploring whether his best long-term fit is remaining in Milwaukee or playing elsewhere. Teams have approached the Bucks regularly over the years about the availability of Antetokounmpo as a normal exercise and are expected to ramp up due diligence during Combine Week, according to league sources. But Shams writes, any conversation surrounding the perennial All-NBA superstar and 2021 NBA champion start primarily with where he believes his long-term future lies and whether there is a franchise outside of Milwaukee that is sensible for him. So we'll see if that's going to play out. I have said for a while that Milwaukee is kind of, I don't want to say wasting Giannis Antetokounmpo in his prime years, because they did win a title. They have been to the playoffs every year. There's a lot of teams that would happily trade places with that. But the biggest acquisition that they've made in the last couple of years was Dame Lillard. And Dame's a great player. But, like, he ain't T-Blazers Dame, right? Like, he's good. But he ain't Trailblazers Dame. And outside of that, like, what's the move they've made? What's the move they've made to say, all right, we've got a superstar, we had better build around him? What's the move that if you're Giannis, you go, okay, they're still giving it a shot. They're still making it a run. NBA lottery is tonight. Utah has the 14% is the highest odds to end up with the number one overall pick, 52% to end up in the top four. Washington has 13 point some change odds to end up as the number one overall pick, also a 52% to land inside the top four. The Charlotte Hornets just slightly behind Washington, 14% to end up with the number one overall selection. If any of these teams, actually, forget that, whatever team ends up with the number one overall spot is going to end up drafting Cooper Flagg. I just have to. Cooper Flagg is, again, I thought this past basketball season, college basketball season, that overall Jahni Broome was a better, more NBA-ready today player than Cooper Flagg. But at this point, it's pretty obvious Cooper Flagg is the right pick. Charlotte right now, most likely outcome is being selected to draft third in the NBA draft. Once we find out their spot tonight, we can come in here tomorrow with some draft strategies. Let's talk about the NBA games from over the weekend. Last night, the Pacers absolutely dominate the Cavaliers. They were up 41. They scored 80 points back in the first half. By the end of this game, they had emptied the bench. It was all role players getting the time late. Pacers play fast, man. Pacers play fast. They actually, and I've said this zero times until last night, and we will talk potentially about this depending on where these series are with noted Pacers fan Hayton Ass Mario on Thursday. Mario has been saying this whole time, the Pacers play fast. They want to get up and down the floor. They want to wear you out. They want to have so many possessions that you can't help but make defensive mistakes, and then they want to take advantage of that. You add in the fact that they are not going to get punked. They are not going to get out physical. You add into that the fact that Tyrese Halliburton, I almost said Jason Tatum, which is the exact opposite. Tyrese Halliburton has been remarkably clutch in these playoffs. If the Pacers end up with the ball late in a one-possession game, Right now, I think I probably trust Tyrese Halliburton more than any other player in the league. That dude is onions with the ball in his hand when the game is on the line. The Pacers right now are, and I mean it, everything I thought the Boston Celtics were going to be in these playoffs. Now, Boston ended the shooting slump. They went 20 of 40. Most made three-pointers in a game this postseason. Finally broke the slump, shot 50%. But up until this game, everything nice that I had said about the Boston Celtics probably applied more to the Pacers. They're going to get up and down the floor. They're going to overwhelm you with possessions. They're going to overwhelm you with number of shots taken. They are going to do everything in their power to try to get you out of position, out of rotation, and make you miss defensive assignments and then take advantage of those and not miss those opportunities. Everything I said Boston was going to do, Indiana has done in this series. Thunder 92-87 over the Nuggets. Look, no reason for Denver to be down. Well, they're not down. They're tied 2-2. No reason for Denver not to be up 3-1 in this series, to be honest. That yesterday was a more than winnable game for Denver. Yesterday was a day that, to me, the strength of the Nuggets was on display, except they couldn't make a shot, right? The strength of the Nuggets being experience. We've been here. We've done this. We've got the T-shirt that says NBA World Champions on it. Oklahoma City is not. OKC is, as the expression goes, in the deep end. They're swimming with the sharks. Here's the thing. I can't have Nikola Jokic going out there and shooting for 17%, 20%. Like, when Jokic is missing bunnies at the glass, Denver's in trouble. And that's what happened yesterday. To me, if you would have told me that the final score of this game was 92-87, my assumption would have been that the Nuggets pressed Oklahoma City defensively, that the Nuggets got them missing shots, and that the Nuggets won this game. Instead, series tied 2-2. We'll talk about Boston and New York, Minnesota and Golden State when we come back, and we'll wrap up the show. Rob Brown, the great Melonzo, and you, the Rob Brown Show, is on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Boston Celtics 115-93 over the New York Knicks on Saturday. This was after going down 2-0 in the opening two games of this series. Look, I was on the show Saturday before this contest, and I said this one breaks down real easy for me. The Knicks are playing the best the Knicks can possibly play. The Knicks are doing the best the Knicks can do. I don't think there's any upping the accelerator for the New York Knicks. Boston is obviously nowhere near as good as Boston can be. And the unfortunate part for Boston is that the biggest problem exposes the next problem. And the problem that I think came into play for Boston in those second two games. The biggest problem, obviously, is that Boston in games 1 and 2, as the old expression goes, couldn't find water from a boat. I mean, they just could not hit a shot. Didn't know, it didn't matter what they did. They just could not find a shot. And what ended up happening was even getting up 20 on New York, without the ability to hit a shot, New York was able to just start tick, 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 ticking away at the score. And the next thing you know, it's a close game. And in both of those games, you ended up in a spot where Boston was being attacked by the New York Knicks. Boston was being attacked by the Knicks because the Knicks said, well, if you can't hit a shot in regulation, then we will take the shot that you can't hit a shot in the clutch. We will take a shot. We will take a risk defensively. What they started to do was effectively throw extra defenders to the outside whenever Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown had the ball and say, these guys are not going to get going. No matter what it takes, we are not going to allow Jason Tatum and Jaylen White to get comfortable and start making shots. Somebody else is going to have to do it. And other guys were like getting theirs, but nobody went off. Nobody was able to really dig them out of that hole. So then you end up in a spot in both of the first two games where Boston stays alive just because they are that talented. Boston stays alive. They give themselves a chance late. And for whatever reason, Jason Tatum just can't close. He just can't close. And because of the fact that he can't close, New York said, that guy's not getting the game winner off. In both of the situations in games 1 and 2, specifically in game 2, when Tatum started driving to the rack, which, you know, I'm a big drive to the rack guy. Like, young ballers out there, listen to Uncle Rob. Figure out how to get to the hole, all right? If your shot's not falling, get to the hole. If your shot is falling and they are collapsing the defense on you, get to the hole. Just about every problem that you're going to have on the offensive side of the basketball can be fixed by getting to the cup. You do that, you give yourself a chance. Problem was, because nothing else was working for Boston, when Tatum picked up the ball and started going to the rack, it was an easy double team for New York. Let him get to a corner, let him get outside of the paint, either direction, left or right, let him get outside of the paint, and once he's outside of the paint, bring your post defender over, collapse your wing back to that side, make it to where if he is going to skip it across the lane, he's going to have to go over the heads of our two tallest players or two of our three tallest players. And he's going to have to deliver a dime. And then, oh, by the way, after he delivers that dime, a player on the other side has still got to make a mid to long range jumper. Jason Tatum both nights drives to the corner, gets down to the short corner or free throw line extended. The Knicks bring a second defender over. They double the ball. They take the short passes away. He has two options. He can pass back out to the top of the key. He can take a long skip, or he can force a heavily contested jumper into a double team. Both times, he tried to force the jumper, but, well, the second time he tried to force the jumper, elevated, recognized, uh-oh, I'm blocked. I'm not getting this shot off. Tried to panic pass back the other way, and in doing so, ended up having Mikal Bridges just take the ball away from him. In the first game, tried to make something happen. Mikal Bridges just stuffed him. My dudes, somebody else has got to do something. The only reason those double teams happened was because nobody else was doing anything. And when nobody else is doing anything, I can bring extra heat onto the best player. That's all that happened. It was nothing special. It was nothing fancy. They brought the heat onto the player who was the one guy most likely to hit the miracle. In game three, yesterday in New York, everything was falling for Boston. Once it became obvious that the shot was back for the Beantown Celtics, then what happened? New York had to go back to playing a base defense. They alternated zone and man, but a base defense. Boston was creating one-on-ones. They were getting into the mid-range. They were knocking them down. Or they were getting into the mid-range. The defense was collapsing, and the kickout was to players that were wide open outside of the arc. Make your shots. Good things happen. If you're not making your shots, then decrease the distance on your shot, and good things will happen. Boston got it right in game three. And not only did they get it right in game three, but assuming that they have now heated up, assuming that they are now comfortable and confident in their shot, they have their, as the kids at least used to say, swag back. Now that they've gotten comfortable, if that shot continues to fall for Boston, if they are going to continue to shoot, they shot 50% in this last game. If they're going to shoot over 40% from three, the Knicks may not win another game. I mean, there is the chance that they do, because I think Karl-Anthony Towns, who was like okay in the last game, not good, not bad, just okay, I think he's going to have a rebound. Jalen Brunson, who was held, I believe, what, close to scoreless in the fourth quarter of that last loss. I don't think Brunson is going to throw up another stinker. The Knicks are going to make this a fight. But I also think Boston's found the stroke, man. Boston's found the stroke. I don't see how they bounce back. So, of these series right now, Denver, I think, is in a bit of trouble because they are where Boston was after two games. That's not to say this series is over. If Denver and Oklahoma City play the same game back in OKC, but Denver can get the shots to fall, if maybe being away from the house clicks Nikola Jokic. By the way, did you see his roll-up fit to game three. He had a fully custom, fully tailored three-piece suit with vest. Green vest, purple jacket, purple pants. Joker rolled up as the Joker on Saturday. And then proceeded, Friday. Proceeded not to have a great night. The Nuggets still 113-104. But Jokic was bad in that game. 20 points, 8 of 25 from the floor, 0 of 10 from behind the arc. The problem that I have is that that's a game Denver has to win. If you have an 8 of 25, 0 of 10 night from Nikola Jokic, you have to win that game. They did not. They turned around and got the next one back, but I don't think OKC got the next one back because OKC was the better basketball team. I think OKC got the next one back only because Denver could not put the brown thing in the round thing. And assuming Denver gets that back for the next one, I think that series is in trouble. And as far as Golden State Minnesota goes, look, the earliest they could get Steph Curry back would be game six. I said on Saturday, I'll say it again now. This series is not going to six. Minnesota's up 2-1. They're going to game four. It's going to be 3-1. They're going to end up sweeping the rest of the way. Steph Curry's not coming back. Golden State's not coming back.
All right, time to find out what the X is going on. And I almost hit breaking news on this, but I did not because it just kind of happened. The first thing that's Xing is Rich Eisen.
Oh, I have no breaking news on Rich Eisen.
Okay, according to several sources, Rich Eisen is returning to ESPN from noon to 3.
Really?
Yes. No longer to be on Roku, going to be on ESPN. And this makes me wonder, with Pat McAfee like texting out some cryptic stuff, is he taking his show? This is just me speculating.
Yeah. McAfee, I got it sent to me last night, put up a big thing on Twitter and on Instagram that said, like, your life is a story, and if it's not where you want it to be, then, you know, turn the page and stuff. Like, it was definitely I'm moving on to something else.
Yeah, he's doing, with all the things that he's doing, something is about to change, and I just wonder if this has something to do with it.
What's McAfee's hours right now? It's 12 to 3, right?
Yeah, it is. But only 12 to 2 on ESPN, and then, you know, still on the YouTube page and other stuff. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Those two may have nothing to do with it, but the fact is it's the same time slot.
Yeah, same time. And on top of that, like, it's no secret that McAfee has pretty strongly butted heads with a number of high-level execs, not over, like, content of the show.
I also don't know if it affects his radio broadcast here or not.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question was, what does that mean for the Rich Eisen radio show?
I don't know. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Sabu.
Sabu, one of the greatest hardcore wrestlers of all time, ECW megastar, passing away yesterday at 60 years of age. Sabu had his retirement match like a week ago, too.
Which looked pretty rough, and then him dying a week later. Some people are speculating maybe something had to do with that. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's not possible, obviously.
And he was, I think I read, only 60.
Yeah, 60 years old. He went through a barbed wire bed in that game.
Yeah, got his head stuck.
Yeah.
From what I could tell. Yeah, it was not. It was ugly. Was not a big ECW guy. I know of it and saw bits and pieces of it, but I know what a big deal Sabu was.
Oh, yeah. He was still showing up in ECW every now and then.
AEW.
AEW, sorry.
Yeah, he showed up in AEW. All right, the next thing that's Xing is James Gunn.
James Gunn is Xing because, actually, I saw something with his name pop up earlier. I know there, is it Superman hype?
A couple things. One is Superman hype. New Superman trailer drops Wednesday, supposedly.
How many of these are we going to get? I'm not against
it. We only got one, and then they refined that one, so technically there's only been
one.
The other reason is Peacemaker 2. The trailer just dropped, and there are a couple. Have you watched it?
I have.
There are a couple of characters that show up in Superman that are in Peacemaker 2.
Yep. Cody Decker and I were texting back and forth because he's a big nerd. He's excited about it. And he sent me the trailer. He's like, watch it right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm working. He's like, shut up, watch it. So I shut up and watched it. And number of crossover spots there.
Guy Gardner is going to be exactly what we thought.
I can't wait. I can't wait. He looks like such a doof, and I'm all in for
it. He does. He absolutely does. And finally, the last thing is, let's go with Steve Winwood. Why not? It was either that or Jeff Cobb. And I'm not sure you know about Jeff Cobb.
No, I mean, I know of Jeff Cobb, and I know he made his debut in WWE. But I have no idea why Steve Winwood is trending.
It's his birthday.
That makes the most sense.
Listen, some people know who that is. You'll be back in the high life again, like after the show. So, I mean, you know, why not?
We live in the high life, baby. That's it for us. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, you have bad taste in radio. Come back tomorrow. We'll update you on the NBA and NHL. We got to talk Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow. This team's fun to watch. So we'll talk Carolina Hurricanes and Panthers and Clemson and South, all the things we talk about. You know how it works. Have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I will punch you in the face, and we'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better, on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.